Mr. Vice President, we thank the High Commissioner for his report. Ghana is concerned with the challenging security situation in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo and its impact on human rights. While we acknowledge the steps undertaken by the authorities in the DRC to tackle conflict-related sexual violence, access by victims and their families to justice, including accountability measures, remain an ongoing concern. The situation emphasizes the urgent need for enhanced civilian protection and a clear commitment to maintaining human rights standards amidst the continuing conflict and instability. Mr. Vice President, we concur with the High Commissioner's call for all armed actors in the DRC to fully comply with international human rights and humanitarian laws. Military operations against armed groups should be in accordance with international law. For lasting peace in the DRC, it is essential for all actors to actively engage with and uphold the Nairobi process and other similar initiatives. Mr. Vice President, in closing, we reiterate our support for the government and the people of DRC and urge the ongoing promotion of human rights efforts in the country as the MONUSCO disengagement plan is carried out. I thank you, Mr. Vice.